Now, Sean, his wife and his son have been removed from the Kerry County Council social housing waiting list after Sean, which is not his real name, qualified for a state pension. This is because as he's qualified for the pension, they are now above the qualifying threshold for social housing. Sean believes there's something wrong with the system when two people on pensions and another person in the same household who is on job seekers allowance can't qualify for social housing. Sean told me his story.
We're living in rented accommodation, private rented accommodation, for probably the last 8 or 9 years. And we applied to Kerry County Council for housing in 2017.
Social housing?
Social housing, yeah. Basically, there is a limit on the amount of money you can earn with Kerry County Council. I presume it's the same with every other county council.
And what is that limit?
The limit here is 33,000.
So the 33,000 is the top amount that you, your wife and your adult child can earn in a year. If you go over that, you're no longer deemed eligible for social housing.
Correct. I didn't know the situation until they actually gave me a letter, until they sent out a letter and stating that we were over the limit, that we wouldn't qualify for social housing until our circumstances changed.
And what changed? What increased your income?
My wife was on the pension about 2.5 years before I was. I was on job seekers then at that stage for a few years. And I was on job seekers at that stage when she got the pension. Before she got the pension, I was on job seekers. And I was getting paid for both of us, which was over 300, and I forget now what it was. It changed so many times. It went up and down over the years. But I think it was 320 quid or something. I'm not sure, for two adults. When my wife got the pension, it meant that she got her full pension money. But I then, well, jobs, I wasn't claiming for her anymore. And all I was allowed in a week for myself was 150.
You're saying I got the lower level of job seekers allowance, 150 euro. This is, you're now a pensioner, but
yeah,
in the last few years, you were on a lower level of getting 150 euro a week job seekers allowance. That was because your wife was getting the full state pension.
Correct. But I thought you had to be working before you came to that system, that system that the council have.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had to be working. I didn't even know what the limit was.
Right.
But I assume people have to be working before that they wouldn't make that cut-off point.
You've now reached and passed pension age. You're getting the pension. And because you're getting more on the state pension than you were on job seekers, the council have come back and said, well, actually, the accumulated income of yourself, your wife and your son, your adult son, means that you're over the threshold, you don't qualify for social housing. Is that it?
That's correct. We're actually, the limit is 33,000, and with the three combined social welfare payments, I call it, not earnings, I wouldn't call it earnings, we are 36,570.
36,750,
is it? Yeah, so we're 3,750 over it.
Do you appreciate the council has to have some sort of cut-off point when it comes to social housing, that it has to be available, it has to be targeted, it has to be for those who are on the lowest income, who can't afford to find accommodation any other way?
Yeah, of course it should be. It should be, you know, the limit shouldn't apply to people like us. You're basically on two state pensions and job seekers, which is actually money from the state. We're relying on the state. We earned our pensions, we worked all our lives and we paid into whatever, PRSI and whatever you call it, okay? We're at the stage now where we can't enjoy our retirements. The three of us have been paid by the state, which we're all entitled to at this stage. There is no point in having a situation like that when the most important thing in your life is a house. That CV should be changed immediately because...
What should it be changed to, Sean? What are you proposing? Are you saying that either the cap, the limit should be raised or just completely gotten rid of?
I think with the way housing is gone at the moment, it should be got rid of.
There should be no income ceiling on social housing. Could that be open to abuse, though? I know you're sincere, but there are people... There are always people who will play the system, who may have plenty of assets, but who are adept at hiding those assets, and will then come to the council or come to the local authority with the bail booked on them, even though they have plenty to spend on housing.
There's con men everywhere. But, I mean, if you, when you come up, you declare everything. They have ways of finding out if you're earning anything. I'm sure they have ways of finding if you're earning more than what you're saying. What I'm saying is that people, we'll just say people that are honest and that are going ahead and saying, look, this is all I have. I'm on state pension. They know, even when I was sitting in for the state pension, you have to fill more forms, it's unreal. They know exactly what you have. They know everything about you since the time you were born. So, you know, where's the issue there? What I'm talking about is people that really need it. Maybe in some cases, the way things have gone so expensive now, even people out there with a job, we'll say, and they can go over the limit. But their earnings don't really, it's the way things have gone at the moment, that money is only play money, really. 100 euros today, in reality, is only worth about 40 euros. You know, with the cost of electricity, fuel, tax, insurance. Like, I think myself that 33,000 is not a whole pile of money. There's social houses lying around the countryside, vacant. Houses, you can't get houses to rent. The housing rent market is actually non-existent. What does a person do to have a happy life, to live out the last few years of your life? To me, a house is number one. And the government, instead of, here they came along there a few months back there and they gave out 200 euros for the pay off the electricity bill. Now, it's like the Late Late Show, one for everybody in the audience. The majority of those people out there don't need that 200 euros. There's millionaires and there's people that are well off. They're earning hundreds of thousands a week and thousands a week alone. That should be for the poor, for the real people that really need it, not for everybody.
But, Sean, are you not falling into the same trap then of one for everybody in the audience if you're saying there should be no cap, no ceiling on the amount people can earn to qualify for social housing? As I said before, isn't there always the danger? You'll have some go-boys who are good and canny at hiding their assets, maybe know how to use accountants or whatever, and can come forward and say, oh, I have no assets, I need social housing, when they can really afford to provide housing for themselves.
As I said before, if they are there, they're probably there already anyway. But when the system is, when everybody in a house is on social welfare, pension, social welfare, job seekers, whatever, when it's a government state payment, everybody in that house should qualify for social housing. As long as they, if they have any record of work whatsoever, which they have, and they have to have to get the proper pension. We know there can be people that can con the system, but the ones, the poor people that can con the system, the people who are dependent to be housed by the government, they are the people that should be looked after. That ceiling should be raised. If you find out, I mean, what's the point? The council know my situation there for the last 5 years because they look for my records every year. Now, when my wife 2.5 years ago, came on the pension, alarm bells should have been ringing. It would have been ringing for me if I had known about it. I would have been saying, hold on now a minute. We'd be over, I'd have been making that money up in my head, and I'd say we'd be over that situation as soon as 2.5 years' time.
So you're saying the council should have flagged it to you?
They should have, yes, they should have.
And was it something that you should have kept an eye on? If there is a limit, should you have totted up and kept an eye on your own annual income?
I tell you, Tressa, I didn't know about it. I never knew it applied to people on welfare or on pensions. I thought it was only for people who were working.
It's a question I should really put to your son, but is it hard to find work at the moment? Your son is a job site seeker.
Yeah,
so
is it hard to
find work? Because we're hearing that there are plenty of vacancies, for example, in the hospitality industry, just to take one example.
Yeah, well, to me, I wouldn't ask any one of my sons or daughters to work in the hospitality sector.
Really?
Because from what I'm hearing about it, I just wouldn't go down that road. But he has worked several times. Myself and my son have worked in factories and every, you know, jobs like that, on both of us together for years. Just supposing I went out walking tomorrow morning and my wife went out walking and my son were out walking. Just say that. Even though we have walked, I've walked all my life and my wife has walked a lot and my son has walked a lot, even though he's a lot younger. But what would I be doing? Where would I get the cash to buy a house?
because there's such a shortage, and because the houses that are on the market would be just outside your price range, outside a lot of people's price ranges.
Yes, there's people in this country, and they have two jobs, and they're earning big money. In some cases, I'm not even going into how big, but there's cases they still won't qualify to get a house, to get a mortgage. The council are dealing with me, and they have sent forward my situation. I'm writing myself to the Minister for Housing anyway. I'll let you know what he says when I get a letter back from him. I'll tell you the truth, Tracy. If I was working tomorrow morning and I was in for a council house and I was over the limit, if I was over that limit, do you know what I would do? I would give up the job until I got my council house, and then I'd go back working. Does anybody out there, any of your listeners, know of anybody else in the county that have either been turned down because they were in too much through the medical or through the welfare system, we'll say pensions, job seekers, too many in the house earning over it?